B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O!
All right, Junis.
Ben couldn't hold Allen's jockstrap. If Allen did any sort of practice or any sort of anything and worked out and exercised, he didn't do any of that. He runs circles around Ben's ass. And there's one thing you can't teach that AI had 100,000%. He had heart, and he played the game like it was his last.
Correct on all fronts that he did play the game that way. But the question originally was, whose career would you have? You can't go back and change personality. You have to do the warts. Like, AI was an amazing talent, like just amazing dynamic player at 6 feet, but limitations, right? Because of the warts. Short. He, you know, he went through all the stuff I don't need to go into, but Simmons lacks only one, has one giant wart. It's an interesting debate. But AI is sacred cow, and I appreciate that because AI is the man. But
I know this is your opinion. You rather have Rents over McNabb, but compared to two, McNabb went to an NFC Championship game in his second season. McNabb in his third season went to an NFC Championship game. Third season went, played, what, not even a whole quarter. McNabb, I believe, went to another championship game, so early on, you got to go with five.
Yeah, first of all, it's not true. His second year, he went to the playoffs. The championship game run didn't start until his third year. And if I sit the two next to each other, it's not even close. Wentz is better. As far as the quarterback skill set, it's not even close. Wentz is just a better, has more skill than McNabb did. And while we bestow all the virtue, they won all those games early on because of their defense and Jim Johnson and the defense they had that was lights out. Again, he had a great career and the whole thing, not Hall of Fame, but skill set as quarterback, I'll take Wentz.
Everybody keeps talking about Trey Ben Simmons. Well, I got your Trey Ben Simmons right here. Straight up, Pelicans, Zion for Ben. Call it a day.
Hi, what's next?
Yo, cuz, yo, Junis, if you're a Phillies fan, I'm wondering if we should be blaming Jeff Lurie and Howie for not having an OC yet. You know, the way they pulled the rug out from under Doug, you know, Doug endorses his guys one thing and upstate are fired.
Nah, this is Doug call. I think this is Doug call. I think, look, the job itself is not as attractive as maybe other OC jobs because of the obvious. You're working under an offensive coach who calls the plays. So there's just going to be so many, there's a little bit limited. That's why I think Doug needs to go veteran. Got to go with a veteran guy. I want a Gary Kubiak. I really want a Jim Caldwell. But, you know, these guys that can he can lean on. And who they can help them.
So it's okay to overreact to Ben Simmons' awesome game against the Nets, but it's not okay to overreact when he plays a really good and you're down your best player and you're down a top four player and he only takes 7 shots. That's not okay to overreact to. I just want to make sure I'm understanding it correctly.
And he's talking to us? Me?
Yeah, I guess so.
And
pro-Ben people.
You can act the way, whatever you want, dude. You want to hate Ben Simmons? Go hate Ben Simmons all day long. Have a parade. Go up and down Broad Street with a drum saying, I hate Ben Simmons. I don't care how you react to it. I think you're overreacting, but that's fine. And I think Monday, you've already said it was against Brooklyn. So you're already through cold water on that game. So whatever, I get it. And I agree with the part of the premise as well. I half agree with you completely that in the fourth quarter, it's not okay for him not to try to dominate the game. Now, they played a zone, and he's got to figure out a way to beat the zone in the fourth quarter. You'd be right. I'm not arguing with you. But, like, there is no rules. You guys hate him. You hate away. I'm not fighting you. I think you're rash and you need to be a little bit more patient, but that's just my opinion.
Come on, rash, man. That's a foul, man. You look at me funny.
No, it's not, Kyle. This ain't Cardinal Dockery. Boy, he's got some cojones, that guy.
Not a big Kyle Lowry fan, I guess.
That was great. Great stuff, man. Hey, would love for you guys to check in over the weekend. Whatever you're doing, give me some reports. It's the first weekend without football. So I want like your own chronicle over the weekend, your own story of life without football. Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter is here and it's cold. Your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home. You need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Wait, so the Pro Bowl isn't football to you?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Well, they go all out in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. That will not get... I will watch the NHL All-Star Game, which I like. I will watch the NBA All-Star Game when they play, because I like that. There's nothing...
Pro Bowl should be canceled.
I mean, they play... They had dodgeball as the part of the skills challenge. Are you serious? What's grown men playing dodgeball?
Yeah, but I would also rather watch that than the actual Pro Bowl game.
Yeah, I know, but dodgeball. Yeah, come no, on. I mean, stop. Like, why even have and get involved with that? Bad. It's bad. All right, let's take a listen to some Legs. This is from last night. We had Legs on, and in case you didn't hear it, I want to hear a little Legs on the Sixers. Tim Legler on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's up, brother?
What up? You know I love coming on, man, because you love hoops. You're passionate about hoops. That's why I love coming on.
Let's get into the angst, because we're back to the angst. Monday, Ben has this incredible game. And then last night, Jay Rich out 4 minutes into the game. Nick Nurse throws a zone at them. They struggle and lose, and people automatically go back to panic mode.
Yeah, and look, they've been playing really well. I mean, during this stretch without Embiid, obviously. I mean, and it's been a different look, and obviously it's opened things up for Ben Simmons. This is the best offensive stretch he's had so far in his young career during this stretch, because the floor's open, and it's more about, you know, he has the keys to the whole thing now, and you can see that he not only has taken it upon himself to be more aggressive as a scorer, the opportunities have been there for him. And it's been a different look than it is with Embiid, and they've played really, really well. So, you know, you can't overreact to losing to a really good team on the road when you basically, you know, you don't go away. You lead most of the first half, then they make a run, but you don't go away. They try to bury you. You come back. It's a one-possession game, and you basically get knocked out of the game with ridiculous three-point shooting at the end of the game. And a defense, yeah, they zone defense stifled you a little bit, but my goodness, there's no shame in losing to the Toronto Raptors without Joel Embiid on the road when you take it to a one possession game with 5 minutes to go. I mean, that's what you would call a quality loss in this league. I mean, and there is such a thing. And the Eastern Conference is tough, man. There's six teams that are all capable of beating each other on a given night for the most part. And that, so there's no shame in that. So I don't know where, you know, the additional angst would come from, other than, look, I'd be concerned about, you know, losing a guy, Josh Richardson, and I was traveling today. Did you guys get an update on that?
He's out for a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
A couple weeks. So that's a blow, obviously, because they're not the deepest team. I don't, you know, love their bench. So that's definitely a concern, and they've got some teams coming up here. I looked at the schedule when Joel went out And they had a lot of these teams that they're fighting with in the East coming up over like the next 3 weeks. So obviously a very inopportune time to lose Josh Richardson when you take on that stretch.
Yeah, you get the Lakers on Saturday, and then the following weekend you'll have Boston, Miami, and then Milwaukee in succession.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. I couldn't remember exactly who it was, but when he first went out, I just took a look, as I tend to do if a star player goes out, because look, that matters a lot. And to get those teams that you're, you know, not only a top team from the West, but you get some of those other teams that you're fighting with in the Eastern Conference for positioning, tough timing from that standpoint. But I'm not going to overreact to what happened last night. If they lose that game, if that's a loss, you know, down in Atlanta, or they lose that game, you know, in Charlotte, then yeah, I would be a little bit more disturbed by it. But the fact that they, you know, took that team as deep as they did and really played well for a long stretch in the game, particularly where they shot the ball early in the game, I'm not going to be too upset, and Sixers fans shouldn't be either. I just think what it comes down to, there's something about this team that leaves people unfulfilled. And so when you watch them, you constantly have that little bit of angst in your stomach. Even when they're playing great, even when they're at full strength, you feel something is just not there that they're going to need to get it done. So I understand the town we're in, man. I've been here a long time, too. So I know how people react. But I don't think they should overreact to that one, Anthony.
So what is it about, can you put your finger on it? That little thing that, because you nail it. I think people kind of feel that.
I think there's a, you know, look, aside from the fact that, and I watch, you know, I'm watching the whole league, and a lot of people, they might love the NBA, but they're really honed in on the Sixers in this area. So they're watching every Sixers game, and then they're going to watch some other games if it's convenient for them around their schedule. I'm watching the whole league. I mean, I'm watching all of these teams as much as I can, particularly the top, you know, the top half of the league, the teams that are going to be in the postseason. So I think, to me, one thing that's different about them is, you know, the most nights, the you feel like there's a lack of the firepower that they have with their three-point shooting that just doesn't look like the rest of the teams in the league, for the most part. That you look at teams that could potentially win it. So I think that's one thing. You know, you look at the guys that come in the game off the bench, and you compare that to other teams and some of the guys that are coming in playing big minutes and what they're producing, and you feel like they're just a little bit short in that area. Obviously, you know, you're always going to have this debate over, you know, Ben Simmons and what he's going to be offensively when you really need him to do something in a big moment in a playoff series with his lack of perimeter offense. That's always going to be there. Like I told you, I think the last time we talked, I stopped worrying about that. Because I just don't think that's something that's going that he's going to, you know, evolve into. So therefore, let's look at what this guy's doing that helps you across the board and check off all these boxes in ways that he helps you win. And I think you try to see if you can tinker around him to make sure that part of it is filled in. It's tough when your primary ball handler plays that way. I agree. I mean, I hear you, but I think that those are the things for me. It's the three-point shooting, the bench, and then just that lack of spacing and flow to their offense because of the way, you know, their point guard needs to score. It's also kind of similar to the way their center needs to score, the way their four needs to score. Tobias is more of a mid-range guy. Josh is like a mid-range guy. So you think about the way the court shrinks offensively, and I think that is also looks different than most teams that I'm covering.
All right, so let's get to some of the questions from the people. A lot are around Al Horford.
Yeah.
All Twitter, Vince and Jason and K Love, Joe, DLP, they all, a lot of Al Horford questions. First, where does he fit in for you? Is there a way to integrate him?
Not as much as I wanted him to be honest with you. I thought it was a great pickup. I really did. I thought because of his evolution as a perimeter shooter, which he has really added to his game over the last 4 or 5 years, I thought, you know, that's going to be some really good high-low action. He's a guy that's going to be comfortable in a pick-and-pop game with Ben. He's going to be comfortable playing on the perimeter if Embiid's in the post getting double-teamed. He has not had the impact as a perimeter player that I was hoping he would. And I think at times, if he's not comfortable out there, that's when he starts to tend to migrate towards the lane. And that's when you look at them sometimes and their spacing isn't very good. And so it hasn't worked out as well as I thought it would. I think that's a fair criticism and a fair concern. I thought he'd be better. Look, part of it is, you know, look, man, the guy's been in the league a long time. I mean, you know, so is there a little bit of slippage just because of the stage of his career that he's at too? I mean, that could be part of it.
Yeah, and I guess I felt the same thing you did, which is Horford can shoot the three. He can space the floor as a stretch four next to Embiid. And he can hit that corner three. And he just, I mean, his shot just is, he's just not hitting his shot. Is he movable at all? I mean, a lot of people are asking that question. Come the deadline, if you're Elton Brand, is he a guy that you can move?
I think he's got a big number attached to him now that might make it a lot harder. I mean, I think, and here's the thing, big men in this league just do not hold their value. If you're lucky enough to get a really good contract and you're a big in this league, you just are not viewed as valuable as you would have been 10, 15 years ago. You're just not. I mean, teams are constantly looking to add, you know, guys that can be perimeter defenders, guys that can be, you know, perimeter, whether it's individual scores or three-point shooters. Like, you hear that all the time. Teams are looking for backup point guards, teams that can run the team. You don't hear a lot about teams, oh, man, if we had one big, that could put us over the top. That's just, those conversations just don't come up. So from that standpoint, look, if he had a bargain basement contract, yeah, maybe you say, hey, he's a better fit somewhere else. Somebody could see him being in that case. But I think when you have attached a pretty good number to him and teams just don't value what bigs do as much as they used to in the league, it makes it hard.
Would you, and we're talking to Legs on the Comcast Business Hotline, would you move Matisse into the starting lineup and bring Al off the bench? Would that help and maybe get his game going against second unit players?
I think they're better when they're smaller. That's what it looks like to me. So if you start Matisse, and if Al can, and look, here's the thing, you know, if you're backing up Embiid, you know, when he comes back, if you're backing up Embiid, I mean, you know, Embiid plays 5-6 minute spurts.
Yep.
So if you're Horford, you know, and look, obviously there's gonna have to be times they play together, but I think what you're saying is, can we try to make them overlap less?
Yeah.
And I think that's a very valid point with this team. I love when they play a little bit smaller and they've got one big on the floor, particularly during this stretch when they've had one on the floor for the most part, and just what the offense looks like for Ben and how much better he looks as an offensive player. And you and I were texting about it, you know, over the course of the week. I think that's a very valid point, and I think it makes a lot of sense. I really do. You think about Matisse is going to be a guy that's going to give you a ton of defense, a ton of energy. Yeah. He's starting to, you know, like, he's going to be streaky with his corner threes, and he just, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. But I think overall, it's a net plus to have him on the floor, and I think then you definitely create better spacing for either one of the bigs, and also certainly for Ben.
Yeah, and I think I love those two to get on the floor from a defensive standpoint. Like, if we talk about a team that's built on defense and, you know, built for 16 and built to play defense, you're adding another superb, you know, perimeter defender out there and on the ball defender. Like, I'm surprised how good he is on the ball. He's just not a passing lane deflection guy. He's a good defender on ball.
No, he's got great instincts. He's got great hands. He's got great balance. That's one of the things I love about him. He can play in a position where he's in a defensive stance without getting beat because he's on great balance. And then he has an ability to track you. If he gets brushed on a screen and he's tracking a ball handler, he continues to track because he's got great, like, makeup ability at the rim where he can get a strip or he can come from behind and deflect or bother. He reads screens and switching situations exceptionally well. And look, there's a reason a guy has a defensive reputation that was in college, you know, because they earn it because you're watching them play, and it's not just they're some physical freak. It's because great defenders and guys that get that kind of reputation, they're reading every situation properly. His IQ is off the charts on that end of the floor. It just is. So, You're right. And he can guard on the ball. He can guard multiple positions. And the way the league is set up is smaller and smaller. That means guys his size can guard even more players that are going to be on the floor in the course of the game. So there's no question about that. His offense, I think, will continue to evolve and get better. But to me, when you look at, lineup where you got Embiid or Horford out there, you got Ben out there, Tobias, Richardson, Thibault, you bring an Al off the bench. Obviously, Korkmaz has developed into a very important piece for this team. So he's going to get
a lot of points. My next question, are you buying Korkmaz stock?
There's no question he's important. Yes, absolutely. He is proving to me that he has a very important role in this league, and he's critical for this team right now. Yes, I absolutely am buying into it. There's going to be times, there's going to be certain things. He's got limitations. But look, man, just look around the league.
Yeah.
Teams have guys like Korkmaz that are playing a lot of minutes for him because it's a really important thing that they do because of the way you have to honor him, be accountable to him. It's just that extra step that a defender feels like he has to be in touch with a guy like that is the extra step that Ben Simmons needs to get into a gap and get to the rim. It's the extra step that, Embiid needs where a double team can't get there in time and he gets more time in the post. And there are times, and I did it for a living. So
I wish you were playing it, man. You'd be making some bank.
Yeah, and here's what I say to myself when I watch a guy like that. You know, there are plays where he's impacting what's happening offensively, and he didn't touch the ball just because of his activity and the way teams have to communicate where he is. And he's getting more of this chest-to-chest type coverage now. When he's on the floor, you're seeing guys that are chest-to-chest with him on the weak side of the floor. They have no idea where the ball is. Well, that's advantageous to the Sixers, even on possessions when he's not getting an opportunity to touch it. It's just really, really important. Just like, a lot of ways, like JJ, when he would run around, and now you're making guys have to communicate switches and down screens, and meanwhile, the action's on the other side of the floor, and somebody is getting to the rim with no help coming because they're so worried about JJ Redick coming off some down screen on the weak side. Korkmaz is a guy that gives you some of that. I mean, JJ Redick's obviously had a really long career of doing this many, many times, a starter in this league for years. So Korkmaz has a ways to go, but there's no question to me he's had a major breakthrough. And he is a guy now that, when he's in the game, I think, good things can happen for the Sixers offensively.
D. Rose, his name keeps coming up.
Yeah.
And I love Derrick Rose, and he's playing some great ball, man. He feels like he's back. Obviously within reason of what he was, but he's playing some really good ball in Detroit. Last night, another big game, and he could play on ball. Obviously, with Ben going to the four or five, if you want to play like that, he can still shoot a little bit. He can create. I would love to have a Derrick Rose. I mean, what do you think about integrating a guy like him?
Are you kidding me, man? I would do whatever I had to do. I mean, go and drive. If you're Elton Brand, go drive him there yourself. Pick him up and drive him back from Detroit yourself. He has resurrected his career in a way that's absolutely remarkable. And to change your game to that extent where you're not, this athletic freak, one of a kind that we had never seen before at that position, to now be a guy that's just so fundamentally sound in the way he scores, but he still has enough junk in his game to get free of guys. He's just not exploding on you at the rim anymore. And he's become a really consistent mid-range guy. He knocks down, threes when it matters. And he's the kind of guy at this stage of his career, he'd be so hungry to play for a team that's actually got a legitimate shot to make some noise and maybe get to a final. I think he's a perfect piece for the Sixers to pick up because they desperately need another guy that can go get his own shot from anywhere on the floor. If you really think about it, none of the guys they currently have can. Not like this. Not like where he could break a guy down in an ISO or utilize a ball screen at 30 feet and be clever enough with the ball to split a trap, to turn the corner on the big guy if he shows too much with a live dribble. Like the guys they have now are more like Josh and Tobias are more like one or two put it down and get a shot for yourself. Ben is not going to score from the perimeter. And Embiid can score from all over the place, but sometimes it gets very sloppy in how he's trying to do that. Derrick Rose is just a natural scorer with the basketball that can control his dribble and get where he wants to. So they don't really, if you think about it, they don't really have a guy like that on their entire roster.
All right, we're going to come back in just a moment. That was Tim Legler, and I got to give you at least my thoughts about D Rose, and they have cooled. Not because I still want them, because I do. I love them, but I don't feel it. It is Cuz Radio with Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fan.
FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Can't legally say the name of the football game coming up, but you know what I'm talking about. Let's just say it's an enormous game. You might be able to say that that game is superb. FanDuel can't legally say the name, but you can legally bet on the game as long as you're in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. And to make the big game even bigger, FanDuel Sportsbook is letting all new users place their first bet, listen to this, risk-free. So you can place any bet and get up to $500 back in site credit if you don't win. Use your risk-free bet on any big game bet you want, like spreads or money lines. And of course, FanDuel's got a great selection of big game props. Of course, there's the MVP, but there's also the coin toss. I'm going heads, and for the MVP, I'm going Patrick Mahomes. To claim your risk-free bet, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code FANATIC. That's promo code FANATIC, F-A-N-A-T-I-C, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or PA. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. Earlier today with Anthony Gargano.
We heard the poll on the morning show. Do you want Ben Simmons to make an all-star team? Only 57% wanted him to actually make an all-star team. I was kind of flabbergasted at that number. I thought about talking about this, but all of a sudden I had a pang of, uh-oh, I better not. Because the fourth question of the Friday Five is, I want to stick a pipe bomb in my ear when I hear. And that was going to be Ben Simmons talk.
That show recap was brought to you by Deets and Watson. Serve your guests the best with a deli tray from a Real Philly Deli who use Deets and Watson premium meats and cheeses. For a location near you, visit realphillydeli.com.
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Okay, so poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today. What was the final results of the poll, Chunis?
Question, quote, recently I want to put a pipe bomb in my ear when I hear blank. The options, Simmons can't shoot talk, Andy Reid talk, McNabb and T.O. beefing again, and the other, which is the write-in option, McNabb and T.O. beefing, actually won the majority of the vote.
Wow, I love it!
At 42% of the vote. Simmons can't shoot talk is 41% of the vote, so it was 1%
shy. Wow, I'm shocked that McNabb T.O. beat Simmons can't shoot.
Because it's 15 years old. Simmons can't shoot is only 3 years old.
No, I agree. I'm surprised, though, to be honest with you.
That means people still want to talk about Simmons not being able
to
shoot.
Yeah, there's a part of me still does, too. Only because it's so crazy that you can't understand it.
Andy Reid talk got 11% of the vote. The other write-in was 6%. And the majority of it was Wentz can't play or Wentz is injury prone or bring back Foles and that kind of stuff.
The Foles would have made it, but I think Carson made that antiquated, that talk. Kind of killed that talk.
Fire Brett Brown talk is one of the responses.
That's pretty good, too. That's pretty good, too.
Markel Fultz had himself a night is one of them.
Yeah. The one I hate, though, dude, I agree. There's something about this McNabb, man. I can't stand him. I really can't stand when he speaks. Like, his voice is terrible. I'm sure I have that effect on people as well. But I hear his voice, I can't run fast enough. Dennis and Ben Salem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dennis!
Hey, what up, cuz? How you doing?
Hey, brother.
All right, so I wanted to talk my top three favorite Philly athletes right now.
Yeah, go for it.
Coming in at number three, based on talent and the fact that he seems to really get this city, Joel Embiid.
Yes.
I'll never forget the video with him out in the street playing ball.
That was
kids.
The best. Yeah, that was awesome.
Number two, he's a stud at his position, and he just keeps his mouth shut and does his job. JT Realmuto.
Very good. That's a great one. It's one of Chunis' guys, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And number one, Barrett Brooks.
Wow, get out.
Yes. He's a stud. I mean, he's arguably the best right tackle in the game. And he just...
Guard, yeah.
Or guard, sorry, yeah. Guard. And he just, he comes in, does his job, blows out his Achilles, gonna miss the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm back before it starts.
No, that's what? A great answer. Brandon Brooks. And you know what I love?
Brandon, yeah, I said Barrett.
No, that's all right. I know who you meant. But you know what's, you know what's cool about him, too? And I agree. I like him a lot. Is that he has a condition, right? Like he has a,
yes.
a thing that he,
the anxiety,
right?
Yes.
And he battles that.
Oh yeah.
And you know that's a very real thing for people. And
well, my girlfriend has it.
Yeah,
yeah
man,
he's
I admire
he's an inspiration
him,
to people like that because he's honest and upfront about it.
Yeah, he's
and,
awesome.
I got a great nerd one for you.
Yeah,
I got a cousin. Him and his friends once a year get together. Break out an old Nintendo Entertainment System, fire up Tecmo Super Bowl III. Nobody sleeps for the entire weekend. They all pick their teams, play the entire season, play the postseason, and have a Super Bowl champion.
That is awesome!
Yeah. yeah.
Dude, I swear to God, I would be in on that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, guys... Go to sleep and start again tomorrow. No. Got to finish the season. Like, man, that's freaking beautiful.
I got to tell you, that is awesome. That's a great answer. Thank you, Dan. That's great stuff, brother. That is awesome. And no, it's better to go up all night. To this day, there's nothing. I got a memory. I swear to God, NHL, we're playing it. It wasn't 94, but it was like, you know, whatever. It was the end. We were playing a hockey one. And it was me and my buddy, Tooch. And he had just had his daughter, Erica Rose. And was she even born yet, Erica? Anyway. It's... No, she wasn't even born. That's even better. So, it's... Tooch, you appreciate this. I was at the post. I just probably started. So, I go over his house. So, I used to work... Like, I would work in Like, I'd work, like, 3 weeks straight and then be off for a few days. Where that's how kind of my schedule was. Travel all around and come home. So I go over his house, and we fire up the NHL. We used to do this thing, USA versus the world. And I would be the world players, like Fedorov, you know. Like, I would be all those guys, the Russians. And he would be the USA guys, right? We would just go at it head-to-head. It would be Redskins, Red Wings, versus Caps, but we would alter the rosters,
right,
to the USA versus the world. And I would be, I'd Timu Solani, like I was the world.
You show my country some love with some Dinah Zubris?
Yes, and he was all Americans, and we used to go at it. So his wife Debbie comes down the steps, and it's like a Tuesday night, and he had gone back to school full time. Right. So he was back in Temple. So he was like a bum. Right? So his wife, Debbie, comes down.
It was a very nice lady.
You know Debbie.
Yeah, she came to the wedding.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She's a sweetheart.
She's the greatest, Debbie. She's awesome. She's the greatest. So Debbie comes down, and she looks, and it's like 7:30 in the morning, right? Like on a work day. And she looks over on the, you know, and there it is. We're laying on the rug, right? Back then, it was probably an ashtray between, who knows, yep. Right? The whole thing. And she's, we're still going at it. And she just goes, what are you doing? And like, we just look up like we got snagged by our mother, right?
Yes.
And she just goes, you two are a-holes. Two a-holes. Quite frankly, I think you're an a-hole. Still playing this game. I left you here the night before. It's 12 hours later on a work day, and you guys are still doing this. It's the best.
I appreciate
it. I can definitely do that. All right, we'll come back. Let's come back in just a moment and hang out. It is... Let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? Yeah. We love our 4-for-4 sports book of choice, Parks Casino, Street Row, Ben Salem. We were there last night, Cousins Corner. Come on and hang out. All the parlays and props and live in-game betting when it comes to the Super Bowl. They when it comes to the big game, they add all the props. You got to check out all of them. There's a million of them. And there are a lot of fun. There's some good ones. And we're going to suss them all out for you next week. But there's some good ones. Kansas City's still a 1.5-point favorite. I'm hearing a lot of Niner love for the game. I still think KC is the play, but we'll, you know, we'll suss it out. Check it all out at Parks. Listen, it's a great place. The sports book with the giant video wall is an incredible spot to watch the big game. Check it out or online. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code QB500. You get an insight credit up to $500. That's right. Parkscasino.com/PA. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock hour brought to you by... The Brown Philly Strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right. Did you get any more Lakers stuff? Like Sixers Lakers? Let me hear.
Three team fouls on the Lakers, two on the Sixers. The Doctor in the air and tapped in by Bobby Jones. Point lightning sky to the left side. Now it's down to two, and here comes Norm Nixon. Magic getting in behind Bobby Jones. They'll go through Jim Turner. Jump hook on its way. And it got the roll, and Los Angeles goes up 5-4, 99-95, 637.
Man, look at that. You got AI, Tyronn Lue? Did you get that one? Give me your AI, Tyronn Lue. We got Sixers Lakers tomorrow night. Forgive me. I need to get interested because, you know, I mean, tomorrow night, no Jay Rich, no Joe. Going to be tough. LeBron's going to pass Kobe right here in Philadelphia. It's going to be momentous. But I want to hear back in the day. Here he is, the answer. Stepping over Tyronn Lue. That is still outrageous. And in game two, they're up. They're up double digits. Third quarter. Shock the world. Shock and Kobe. Shock it. You got it? No? All right, let me get
it. Lue, the defender, stays right with him. Allen wants to go. Wants the baseline. Fade away. Steps around Lue and drilling. And the Sixers have scored 9 in a row.
7 straight points by Iverson. Looked like he was dead in the water.
The Sixers by 4. 40 seconds left.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Yeah, I start thinking about those games. You know. Yeah, Ben can't do that. Ben is nowhere in Vegas.
Steps over Tyronn Lue after he dished it out to Al Horford.
How about Doug Collins? And he was a great analyst, Doug Collins. And he's 7 straight points by Iverson. I thought they were dead in the water. Yeah, I get it.
What's Ben Simmons' moment?
Ben's not doing that.
What's his moment? Because remember, we hoped there was his moment against the Heat. Man. It was against the Heat. Kendrick Nunn, dished it out.
Yeah.
We know Kendrick Nunn's name because of that moment.
He played well against... No, Kendrick Nunn's a good player. He played well against Toronto and Miami. But I mean, obviously, there's no Iverson. Iverson had 50 of those moments. Toronto's, Milwaukee's.
The steals against Orlando, right?
Yeah, I mean, Iverson had a zillion of those games.
The putback dunk on the free
42,
throw.
42, whatever, 46 he had. He was AI. Oh, man. I wish I want to go back. Like, you know, I wish Joe was healthy, man. I miss Embiid. I miss watching Embiid play.
Yes.
And, like, they're going through this stretch. You know what sucks is they're going to go through the stretch. Lakers, and then the following weekend, Miami, Boston, Milwaukee. And you got to do it without Jay Rich. And more importantly, you got to do it without Embiid. That was a pivotal part of the scheduling you're looking forward to. You get three of those teams in a row. Boston on Saturday, Miami 2 days later, and Milwaukee. All right. Who's our caller of the week, bro?
Matt and Ridley. We spoke to him the other day about the Flyers.
Nice job,
stuff.
Matt. The caller of the week receives a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right. Also, our Mikey Miss Handoff, he's coming up. You don't want to miss him. Brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Enjoy Sixers, Lakers, and the Senior Bowl and the NHL All-Star Game. We'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.